Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. Hey, guys. Welcome to today's program on The Writer's World. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. I just love this title for the show because I'm sure you've all heard the Indian proverb, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. Now, what exactly does that mean? It means that you've got to start someplace. So the first step is just to start. That's the best tip I ever got when I started writing. Just start. So what does that really mean? Just what it says. Just start writing. Don't stop to think about it. Just write. If there's something on your mind that triggers the writing process, then write it down. It might be a song you hear on the radio. It could be a picture you see in a window or in a museum or anything that just puts thoughts and ideas in your mind. But you must start by writing it down. And the best way to do that is to carry a tablet around with you. So you should write something every day or just a little notebook, something that you can jot ideas down. So that's something you should do. Write something every day. That's a secret to writing. Carry a small tablet or a journal because you never know when the ideas will come and can be lost quickly if you don't write them down. Now, that's one thing about ideas. They come quickly, but if you don't write them down, you can go someplace and then you say, now, what was that I was thinking about? A good example of that is like if you don't write a grocery list down, you get in the store and you stop and think, now, what was that that I wanted to buy? So it's always good to carry a little tablet with you or a journal so you can just write it down. Now, read a lot. This may sound kind of strange, but if you want to write, you need to learn how to read. Reading opens you up to the way other authors write. Now, don't ever copy how they write, but it shows you the different techniques of writing. So that's something you must never copy their style, but always be original and write it your way. So it's good to read, like if you like fantasy or if you like fiction or paranormal, you know, whatever kind of books you like to read. If that's the area you want to write in, then you need to read those types of books to see how these writers bring their stories to life. Learn to accept criticism. Now, that's something that's very hard for a writer, and learn from it. But never let criticism stop you. If you truly love writing and have a real passion for it, you will keep writing. Now, criticism can come from many different directions. Now, this is still the good part of writing. So I'm going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. But this is still the good part. Good part is that you have to learn to accept criticism and not let that stop you. Many things in life, people stop their dream and give up because somebody thought that it was a foolish dream or that they didn't have the knowledge. So don't let that be you. You must weigh the cost. Is this what you really want to do? Because writing involves personal emotions, handling the rejection of others, not just publishers, but peers as well. You will often find family members that may not understand your need or passion for writing. And then others will think it's silly, you know. And if you have a day job, they'll usually say, keep your day job, don't give it up. Well, I agree there. Don't give up your day job, but don't give up your writing either. You got to be focused on what you want. And if writing is what you want, you can still keep your day job and write at different hours of the day, but never stop writing. Like I said, not all will understand the passion you have to write, even family and friends, but you need to feel. Sometimes you will be discouraged because they don't, but you must be stronger than your feelings and stay on your journey. And then always check and see if there are writing workshops in your community. Now, that's one good way to, you know, to get in with other people who are novice writers like yourself and see that you're not alone. You know, when you're in a group and you see other people that are struggling with the same ideas and passions that you have and are going through hardship, then you feel connected. You don't feel like you're all alone. That's why they're gangs. Unfortunately, that's why there are gangs in the world, because people want to be accepted. They're not accepted maybe in their particular realm where they're living or going to school. So they join gangs that make them feel like they're a part of them, make them feel important, worth something. But we're not quite going that way. But we're saying that if you are, a part of a community of other writers, workshops where you can share your ideas and, you know, get others' feedbacks who share your same dream and passion for writing and are on the same journey, then you will know you are not alone. And it helps to know that you are not alone, because writing can be a lonely field at times. Another important thing, always remember, you are not a pro yet. I mean, you know, you may read a book and you say, boy, that person really knows how to, I mean, I feel like I know that character. I know what he thinks, what he feels, how he's going to act. Okay, that's fine. Always remember, but you're not quite there yet, but you're going to get there. So just hang on. Don't expect to write like others yet. Writing is a craft, and you must learn all that's involved in that craft. All the techniques like characterization, plotting a story, setting, background, the pace of a story, grammar. A good point here is always keep a dictionary on hand. It will help you more than you will ever realize. Dictionaries are very important. Or if you have a computer, a spell checker on your computer, use it often. It will save you from a lot of mistakes when you start to edit. And editing is very important. And finally, believe in yourself. If you don't, no one else will. So now you know the tips for a new writer. Your writer's journey has just started. So start your journey right now. Just start writing. Now, all of this is just to help you get started. But, you know, this is all the good point. Writing is such a fascinating field. It's a good field. And it's very important that you love what you do. So many people are in jobs that they hate. And why are they there? Because of the big bucks, the money. Now, when you start writing, you're not going to be making big bucks. You have to decide if you're writing just to make money or if you're writing because you love to write. If you love to write, you're going to write whether you make money or not. That's me. I'm not a famous writer. I mean, my books are on Amazon, and you can get them in Barnes and Nobles and different bookstores across the country, you know, and around the world, you know, because they're mostly on Amazon, and Amazon is a great place to publicize your writings. But if you're not, you know, in places like this, people think that, you know, because you're not a well-known writer, that your work is no good. But that's not true. There are so many wonderful writers out there. There are books. Sometimes you can go to a used bookstore and pick up a book, and you read, and you say, boy, that book was great, but I never heard of that writer before. There's so many that you may never heard of, because the world concentrates basically on the ones that are famous, you know, like, and it's okay to be famous, but then you get under, when you get into contracts, I mean, it's good to have a contract with the publisher and everything. That's very good. But when you get into contract, then I think sometimes you lose the passion for writing, because they require you to put out so many books a year. Where as a novice writer, or just a writer that's just breaking into the business, you write because you love to write. Sure, you want to publish. You want people to look at it and, you know, and read and say, boy, that girl or that guy, they can really tell a good story. But you're writing because you just love to write. But once you get on the contract, you have to stop and realize, is it the passion or the money? And you want to write with the passion, but you also want to make money. But don't let money be the major thing. Don't let money ever be the major thing in anything you do, because so many people are in corporate positions. So, and there are so many writers out there, too, that if they could tell you, they feel bogged down because their publisher says, your book should have been out 3 months ago. Where's that? You know, you haven't sent me that copy. You know, you've got to get on the ball. This book has got to be out. So then you get under pressure. But when you're just starting writing and you're just loving what you do, you write for the sheer joy of writing. You're not under pressure. So just remember that. You have to think of all that in your mind. Get it all in your mind how it's going to be. And so you'll know, and you won't get frustrated. I heard a girl say on one of the social sites that I'm on that she was ready to pull her hair out. She was just frustrated with writing. And then another one was talking about she had writer's block for 6 months and it still hadn't left her mind. She didn't know what to do. Well, we're going to discuss that next week. What frustrates a writer? And why does a writer get frustrated? Well, we're going to discuss that next week, the writer's frustration. But right now, we're just talking about your fantastic ideas to just get a pen and paper and start down writing all the beautiful thoughts that come to your mind and putting them down on paper. And just enjoy the beginning of the journey. But realize it is a journey. And as you journey along, it's going to get tougher and tougher and tougher. but you have to stick to what you believe. That's a part of a writer's journey. Now, I'm going to stop here a minute and say, if you'd like to call in and say something, the guest call-in number is 516-531-9258. I'd be glad to answer any questions about writing that, if it's in, you know, that I can answer them for you, I'd be glad to do it. So I just want to let you know that this is part of a writer's journey. It's 1,000 miles that starts with just one step. You've got to start, but you've got to sit down and count the cost. That's like a person that's building a construction company that's building a building. They have to sit down and cost. How, you know, what's it going to take? How many men are we going to have? How much, you know, equipment do we need in order to get this going? Same way with the writer. You got to sit down and think, is this what I really want? You know, it's going to be hard, but I love to write, so I'm going to keep at it. I'll keep my day job, and I may have to keep it for a long time, but I can still write on the side. And some people are blessed to be able to, you know, to start off right away and get that book published and just are blessed to have that just hit the market just like that and sell. But you may be that person and you may not be. But you have to have a joy and a passion for writing. You've got to love it, whether you make money or not. If they offered you something to stop writing, you have to decide, would I stop if they offered me money? Is money more important to me? No. It's got to be the passion for what you do. The same way with any profession, whether it's a doctor or a lawyer, you know, there's DAs and there's a public defender. They all have a passion for what they do. They have to have that passion or else they wouldn't stay in the position. And the same way with those in governments, you know, people want to rise up, be mayors and, you know, congressmen and presidents and all that stuff. They have a passion. And if you go back in their life, you see where they started very, very low on the totem pole, but they stuck with it because they saw the higher goal of getting to where they wanted to be. And that's what you have to be. You have to be able to see where you want to be and map out your course. And if you want to do it on paper, you can say, this is where I'll be in 6 months. This is where I'm going to be in a year. This is where my goal is for this year. And then maybe put down your goal for the next year and just keep reaching for those goals. You know, maybe you'll say, I'm going to start writing this, you know, this book here. And then after this book, maybe I'll write a sequel. And then maybe I'm going to start, you know, looking for editors. I'm going to start looking with publishers. You have to have a plan. You have to have a writer's plan so that you know where you're going. Writing is a beautiful field. To be a writer is a wonderful thing because you put hope into people's minds and into people's hearts. And sometimes your book can save a life. You never know. There's so many things that a writer, you know, it's like a roller coaster, though. It can have its ups and it can have its downs. But still, it's a writer's journey. And that's what I want to keep you on. I want to keep you positive and keep you going on your writer's journey, never to, you know, to get upset and lose sight of your dream when stumbling blocks fall in the way, because they will. That's a part of the writer's journey. The good part, then there's a bad, and then there's the ugly. So next week, we're going to talk about some of the bad things, writer's block, you know, and being frustrated, because that's a part of a writer's journey, too. It's not all fun. But if you love it, you know, just like anything you do, you know, if you love it, you stick with it. And as you do, you get better and better. You learn. From each time you write, you learn something about yourself. So that's what we're going to talk about next week, the writer's frustration. So until then, this is Pastor Janet from A Writer's World saying, hang in there, writers. See you next week.